1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Conspiracy and racketeering to overturn the 2020 election. The charges in a criminal indictment handed up by a grand jury in Georgia against former President Donald Trump and 18 others. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis.
The participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election.
More from ABC's Rachel Scott.
Prosecutors in Georgia put Trump on notice. He must surrender by August 25th. That's just 2 days after the first Republican debate. His trial in the January 6th case could begin as early as January 2nd. That's 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Just a few weeks after Super Tuesday in March, a criminal trial in New York over alleged hush money payments, and in May, the start of a federal criminal trial and the classified documents case.
In Hawaii, 99 people are confirmed dead in the wildfires. Hundreds are still unaccounted for. This is ABC News. Americans bought a few more things last month. Retail sales rose 0.7% compared to June. That's faster than expected. Online shopping was up nearly 2%. Climate change is at the center of a court case brought by a group of Montana teenagers against the state. ABC's Devin Dwyer says they just won their lawsuit.
This was a group of 16 students suing the state of Montana over language in its constitution that guarantees them a right to a clean and healthful environment. And what the judge in this really remarkable decision said was not only is that a fundamental right for all residents of Montana, but that it's been denied these plaintiffs and all Montanans.
The state of Montana now is required to consider the environmental impact of its fossil fuel policies. State officials promise an appeal of the ruling. The FDA warns the Americans not to use pregnancy and ovulation tests from Universal Meditech. Officials say they can't guarantee the tests are safe or effective. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. With the start of the new school year right around the corner, the Green Bay Board of Education held a special meeting last night. The board addressed school closings, boundaries, and class sizes to help address a $20 million deficit in a fair way. The school most mentioned when it comes to closings is Wickwiac Elementary. At a June meeting, the board formed an advisory committee to set new school boundaries in an attempt to make sure they don't favor one segment of the school population over another. It's fun for the whole family as the Brown County Fair kicks off tomorrow, Wednesday, August 16th. The fair will feature live music, kids entertainment, rodeo events, circus events, tractor pulls, and a demolition derby tomorrow night. The fairgrounds are on the Fox River at 1500 Fort Howard Ave in De Pere. The entry fee is $12 in advance, $15 at the gate, and the fair runs through Sunday, August 20th. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
President Joe Biden is in Wisconsin on Tuesday, August 15th, and you'll find complete coverage of his visit on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will kick it all off during the newscast at noon, followed by Town Call with Devil's Advocates host Mike Crute joining the show live on location in Milwaukee. Then listen for the president's speech during the Todd Alba Show after 1 p.m.
Special live coverage coverage of President Joe Biden's stop in Milwaukee Tuesday, August 15th, starting at noon on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, America, with all of its warts and all of the problems and issues that we have in this nation, there is no better nation on the face of the earth. And there's no place I'd rather live than in this nation, even with all of its warts. But I got to ask you something. U.S. suicides last year hit an all-time high, a record level of Americans taking their own lives. And you got to ask the question again. Greatest nation in the history of the planet, and people trying to make it here from all over the world, and yet citizens in this nation are taking their lives at an all-time high. Something is going on. Again, something is going on inside of this nation, and at the root of it is the fact that people are taking their lives. The stress in this nation is more than it should be to succeed. The pressures that people are faced with, that they don't see a way out. Can you imagine? You're in, again, the greatest nation on earth, and people are trying to get here from all over the world, and yet the people inside of it are taking their own lives. Our phone number is always the same, 844-967-2789.
2789. Why do you think last year 49,500 people took their own lives? The highest number in the history of the nation. And those numbers are climbing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for this year. But available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. than any other time since the dawn of World War II. There's something wrong when people think that there's nothing I can do. That there's no way out for me other than to take my life. And yet we don't, again, the wealthiest nation on earth, where the top healthcare professionals in the world, and yet we don't have enough, psychiatrists, psychologists, to talk, to have people have conversations and dialogue before they decide to take their lives. So what are some of the stressors that are causing people to take their lives? Well, they don't measure up. Measure up to what? Well, listen, I've always said, let's stop acting like it's easy to make it in America. It's not. If it was so easy to make it in America, all of these people with college degrees who have, you know, done their due diligence, but yet they still struggle. It's not easy to make it in this nation. Let's stop telling that lie. It's difficult, and it's more and more difficult every day because now it's a global competition. Less opportunities than before. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. That's another record Biden set under his administration. High inflation, high everything. People can't do it. They're stressed out.
Hey, let me say this to you, Ken. This might have been before your time. I don't know how old you are. But I remember when Jimmy Carter was the president and inflation interest rates were 22%. Okay? Look it up. And people weren't taking their lives. Had nothing to do with Joe Biden. I mean, listen, man. You know, you guys, that's all you kind of one-trick ponies. And that's all you have is to make an uninformed statement like that. That is not it, man. Okay? It's bigger than that. And if that was the answer, well, you know, people are taking their lives because Joe Biden is president. Man, it's kind of ridiculous, man. Back that up.
Policies, inflation.
I just told you. Didn't I just tell you interest rates were 21% under then President Jimmy Carter? And if you go back to when Jimmy Carter was president that long ago and interest rates were 21%, what are you talking about, man? People didn't die. They didn't kill themselves then. That's not the answer, sir.
Yes, policies.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. It's not it. Let's go to Bill from O'Connell. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good morning. As always, Earl, a great topic. To your friend, our friend from Sturgeon Bay, I want to ask him something. under Biden, we've had more of a push for humanitarian effort.
No question.
Now, and I want to explain this to the guy from Sturgeon Bay. Humanitarian, the word humanitarian means we help others. So where was this humanitarian effort with Trump. It wasn't around. It wasn't a concept. We don't help others. We worry only about ourselves, and we don't worry about anybody else. So when he says economics is the reason Biden's policies have created a higher suicide rate than Trump, how can he not comprehend humanitarian? And last but not least, to all the people that think Trump is the solution and not the problem, if they read the 14th Amendment, insurrection is mentioned there, and it specifically is mentioned you are not allowed to run for politics again, period. And if you look at Ron Johnson, all the other people in the 14th Amendment, they're named, not named, but they're the word co-conspirators, aiding and abetting, is mentioned. And then if you read their oath of office that they all took to protect this country from foreign and domestic terrorism, they broke their oath. They're not even qualified according to our Constitution. I challenge them all to look it up and read it.
Go ahead, Bill. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So the bottom line is they always want to blame Biden. Someday, if it would ever work, if you had an open forum, I'd love to be on there just to talk to Gary and the guy from Sturgeon Bay and CJ. They are so consumed by hate and lack of humanitarian concepts that if they could understand that, they'd say, well, that is a solution to suicide.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. You know, there are younger people who are taking their lives, and they're taking their lives because the stress that they are under is different than the stress that my generation was under. It's just a fact. You know, and that's part of what we get for living longer. We lived in different time spans. And so I understand that it is more difficult for young people to start their lives and to do the things that my generation was able to do. I mean, I was able to lead a house at 18 years old. And many of my other friends, we were able to start our own homesteads at 18 years old because we had jobs that paid us enough money, that gave us an opportunity to get out on our own and begin our own quest and our own, you know, and make something because that's the way the society was set up. It's not that way anymore, you know, and people are struggling. And it's almost like no matter how hard I try, I can't move forward. There's something inherent in the American dream that's more difficult to obtain. And it makes people think that they are less than, and that they are not successful, and that they are failures. Because in this nation, we measure success on how much money you have and how many things you have. And that's what one of the major issues is. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Tom from West Dallas, I see you. We've got to go to a break. And Tom from L.A., I'll give you a chance. I promise you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Krieg.
Keurig.
Yeah. Keurig. Keurig.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to say it.
It is not operating.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But anyway, so I, he goes, go make some coffee.
Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 77 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 84 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 76 Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. 78, ample sunshine expected Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. U.S. suicides hit an all-time high last year, and they're certainly on the uptick once again. 49,900 Americans took their lives. And one of the main increases, they say, is the easy accessibility to guns. Because the number one mode of suicide is a gun. And I am maintaining that a lot of this has to do with the stress that it is, and younger people taking their lives and the stress that they are dealing with in this society, which I think is absolutely unnecessary. There shouldn't be as much stress in this country as there is because of us being the wealthiest nation on earth. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. Your last caller stole my thunder a little bit. If the other caller before him blaming Biden and his policies. So you're telling me that we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, or in our history, one of the lowest in our history. And he has the CHIPS Act, all the stuff he has done, and we're still blaming Biden. I blame Trump. Trump and his all about me. I mean, our country, when Obama was in charge, or even the Bushes, when they were in charge, we were not like this as a country. We accepted people. We accepted gays. We accepted blacks, all that stuff. I mean, we were so accepting of others that we weren't stressed like that, but now we think everyone hates us. Everyone is all about themselves. They don't care about the other, the Republicans especially. They don't care that other people can succeed. If anything, we're doing everything we can to keep them from succeeding. Also, the pandemic. I mean, I own a business, and my business definitely took a hit from the pandemic, and I'm still trying to recover it. But I sure am not blaming Biden for any of this. It was the pandemic. It was Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. It's the Republicans not caring about people who are getting sick from the pandemic.
Well, you know, Tim, it's ridiculous, and it really doesn't even require a response for somebody to say that the reason suicides are up is because of Joe Biden. I mean, it's just, it just on its face is just ridiculous. And it does show that that's somebody who has no concept whatsoever about the realities of life. You know, people don't take their lives because Joe Biden is president. People take their lives because they have given up on life, because something is going on inside of them that they feel like they can't measure up. There's a myriad of reasons, but in many instances, people feeling as if they're not adequate enough to make it in this society. And we do live in a society that puts stress and pressure on people to measure up. And again, until we start and stop looking at people who have not been able to be as successful as we as individuals are, and I'm not referring to myself as being successful, but I'm talking about people who, you know, who have made it, quote unquote, made it. Everybody can't do that. And the majority of the American people don't do that. Well, but the rest of the people then feel as if, you know, their lives don't have value. We've got to be able to reach out to people and get them to understand that the value of their life was given to them the day they were born. It's not predicated on things. But that's not the society we live in, right? The solution to people being down about not having things is uplifting them with the truth of the value of their life. It's not based on temporal things. But in this country, it is. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, Tom, you say what?
Hey, Earl. First off, the Republican Party are the Antichrist, and I think the things that you were just espousing actually are Christian values. But I have one, it's one word that's caused all of this. It's called Reaganomics. It's tax cuts for the billionaires and the rich, and making it where we have a complete, 15 families or four families own more wealth than, the bottom, 50 or 60% of the country, 80% of the country, I think it is actually, that's an income in disparity. And when that happens, these are the things that happen. Rents too high. Healthcare,
hey man, medical people, care. Yeah, I mean, people. Taxes. Look at all the homeless people.
Those are the reasons. Exactly. And the reason why they're homeless is because, honestly, because we do not have a more equal distribution in our society. You know, when FDR raised the tax rate on anyone that made over $3 million to 90%. Ronald Reagan came in and cut it down to 37%. So, I mean, we know what the answer is. And the answer is to have more of an equality and equity in our country.
Well, that's it, Tom. We got to go to a break, man. We're up against it. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Conspiracy and racketeering to overturn the 2020 election. The charges in a criminal indictment handed up by a grand jury in Georgia against former President Donald Trump and 18 others. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis.
The participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election.
More from ABC's Rachel Scott.
Prosecutors in Georgia put Trump on notice. He must surrender by August 25th. That's just 2 days after the first Republican debate. His trial in the January 6th case could begin as early as January 2nd. That's 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Just a few weeks after Super Tuesday in March, a criminal trial in New York over alleged hush money payments, and in May, the start of a federal criminal trial and the classified documents case.
In Hawaii, 99 people are confirmed dead in the wildfires. Hundreds are still unaccounted for. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
A man is dead and his three-year-old passenger injured after a crash on southbound I-43. The crash happened yesterday afternoon just before 4:30 in the town of Sheboygan, killing the 31-year-old driver. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office says the man lost control of his car and ended up in the path of a semi-tractor trailer. The three-year-old was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The semi-driver was uninjured. No names have been released as the investigation is in progress. If you're musically inclined and want to be part of a band, this might be your chance. The Door County Daily says the Peninsula Symphonic Band is looking for people to fill several openings, particularly trumpet and clarinet. The band's director, Jason Palmer, says if you're musical, you're in. The band performs multiple concerts throughout the year. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. Say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it just my imagination running away with you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And the Donald Trump saga goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Man. Calvin, are you tired of this?
I was tired of it 6 months ago.
Man, I mean, how much more? Listen, here's a man you can say that they're just after him because they're afraid to run against him for president. I mean, you can say that. And that's what many people say. They just don't want Donald Trump to be the president of the United States again. So they're making up all this stuff on him. Hey, Calvin. You know, excuse me, if you believe that all this stuff is made up, I mean, come on, man. Maybe you believe in the tooth fairy. But how can you possibly, anybody with a modicum of reason, would not say that they're making all this up? And if that's the case, how come they've never done it to anybody else? Why would they just pick this man out? And just, well, they don't like Donald Trump, so they're all after him. Come on, Calvin. Hey, man, that's not even reasonable to come up with as an idea of why.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the documents case, they could have spun the narrative about it being invented, but the current indictment in D.C. and the most recent indictment in Georgia, we all saw that happen. We watched it. We heard what he said.
They can't even say that with the documents. They're showing him holding a document talking about, you know what they're going to do. I mean, he's done these things. Okay. If he didn't do them, then that's a different story. But he's done these things. And then to say the answer is, yeah, well, but, you know, it looks like a witch hunt. Come on, man. That may work on Truth Social. That may work on Fox News. That may work on some other, you know, news outlets. But man, that's not going to work in the court. I can't, if I committed a crime, I can't go into court and when the judge and the jury and they come after me and my response is, it's a witch hunt. Hey, Calvin. Hey, man, come on, man.
Yeah, is it really a witch hunt if the person's actually a witch?
Hey, man. And especially if they've got the goods on you, man. They've got all of these facts on him. And then people say, well, yeah, but they need to let him go so he can run for president of the United States. What the hell are you talking about, Calvin? I mean, so let him go. We know he did those things. But he still should have a right to run for president of the United States. I don't think so. Well, they're all after him. Well, okay. Many of us, Calvin, were saying a year ago, 2 years ago, why didn't they do something to this man? We saw what he did, as you stated. That man should not be above the law. No, I shouldn't be above the law. Nobody should be above the law, or the law isn't any good. The premise on the law being what it is based on what's good for the gander is good for the goose, and we don't show favorites. Well, but we know that's not the case. But anyway, that's what it should be. Well, everybody's piling up on him at the same time. Yes. Okay. But they're piling up on him because he did these things. And you can't say, and then at the same time, there are people who are still saying, Calvin, in the face of all of this, I still want him as my president. And I want him as my president because they're all jumping on him at the same time. What kind of rationale is that? Because they're all jumping on him at the same time? That's why you want him to be the president again? And not because, you know, he didn't do it? Man. You know, here's what this is leading up to. Now, you know, I get it. The people, the Republicans who are running against him, or as George Bush used to say, against him, those people don't want to upset the Republican voters who still support Donald Trump overwhelmingly over 50%. So they dare not say, hey, come on, this man and what he did is not right. You know, and it was, I think it was Ronald Reagan who used to say that the 11th commandment was, you should not badmouth another Republican. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said that. And so some people swear by that. And I don't know, you know, they know that if Donald Trump is in the debate, that he's gonna thrash them verbally. And yet they don't have the courage to say, hey, what he did is wrong. He's wrong. He broke the law over and over and over and over and over and over. Well, he has the right to say what he wants to say. Well, you can keep twisting it whichever way you want to twist it. In the end, the outcome is going to be defined not by Truth Social. It's not going to be defined by conservative news outlets. That decision is going to be determined by 12 jurors in 4 different indictments. That's where, you know, that's where it's going to wind up. And it's not going to be predicated on you think that it's a witch hunt. That works if you're around your friends. And that works outside of the courtroom. But hey, you know, Donald Trump is not going to be able to get on Truth Social when he stands before a jury of his peers and they're going to say, guilty or innocent, what do you say? And based on all of the information that's already there, Calvin, they don't have to go look for any, right? I mean, it's there. Then what are they going to say? Well, he has a right to freedom of speech. It's not going to be that simple. They've got him dead to right. Well, we still think he should be able to run for president of the United States. Says who? And in what world does that make sense? Well, you know, the Democrats are just after him. Oh. Hey, Calvin, 4 different indictments. They didn't collaborate on either one of them. They're all separate cases, right?
Yes. Yeah, and one from Georgia is not even coming from the federal government.
No, I know, man. And yet, you know, here's the man. We know what he did. He knows what he did. It's on tape. Just find me 11,000 votes. Well, you know, he has a right to his opinion. Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. Well, I told you on Truth Social and Fox News and conservative outlets, you can say that. By rights, the man shouldn't be running for president of the United States. All things being equal, how does it make sense that a man is under four indictments should be running for president of the United States? How does that make any sense? Man, if aliens came from another planet and looked at what is happening, they would say, how is it possible that this man, under four criminal indictments, can run for president of the United States? It's nonsensical. But it just keeps on coming. It just keeps on coming. And I don't know. Lindsey Graham on yesterday was, you know, he's even getting frustrated with it. Donald Trump knows. I don't care how he stands upright every day and lies to people. And he needs to stop lying to himself. That's what he needs to do. Stop lying to yourself, President Trump, former President Trump. You aren't going to be the president of the United States ever again. You're not. There's no way possible that you're going to be the president of the United States again, and not even just because of the four indictments. You know, Calvin, I think you and I were still alive when he was president, right?
I think so.
Okay, so who would want that again? And with common sense, who would want to see that train wreck again? You know, arguably, he was not exactly the brightest man to ever hold office. I mean, I don't think anybody could argue that point. And if that's the case, why would you want him back again? We need a cerebral person in the White House. That's not Donald Trump, I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not now, nor has it ever been. And the fact that he's got a deal. So, Calvin, so what happens if these cases hit and he's in court and he's now running against Joe Biden, but he can't go to the event because he's got to be in court? Well, hey, come on, man. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 77 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 84. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Once again, highs reach 77 this afternoon. Lows level off around 61 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, you don't take, you're a young guy, man, so I know you don't take health supplements, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're a young guy. You know, you'll get there. But anyway, I know many people in this audience take these health supplements. I know I do. It's a billion-dollar industry, and how many of us knew that it's an industry that's unregulated? Man, all of these health supplements that we take are unregulated, and they're causing more harm than good. Are they either immune boost or are they over-the-counter poison? How can it be that that's not regulated, man? Jack from Merrimack, Jack, he knows everything, man. Hey, Jack, how come these supplements aren't regulated?
I really don't know. If you want to read an interesting book on regulation and how our FDA came about, there's a book called The Poison Squad, and I cannot remember her first name. I believe the last name of the author is Blum, B-L-U-M. But it details this Mr. Wiley, who basically started the FDA. And it's a very interesting tale. They used to use all kinds of interesting chemicals in foods and pharmaceuticals that we wouldn't consider safe today. There were heavy metals, for example, which tend to be brightly colored compounds, and they used them to change the color of various candies. They would put in to extend milk. They'd put magnesium carbonate chalk, basically, into milk to and then add water to make it last longer, yes, to make a larger volume. But I don't know about today's supplements, vitamins and minerals. Frankly, you kind of caught me by surprise, but because I had called and you'd asked a question earlier, and the question was, how can anyone in their right mind vote for or have a candidate under four indictments for the president. And the answer to that one, the answer to that one, I think I have. Cultists don't care. They are the acolytes of the leader. They're true believers. Whatever the leader does is just fine with them. And the other half of that is, how can a party put that person up for their presidential candidate? And the answer is very simple. The party transitioned over from a democracy party to an authoritarian party. All you have to do is look at the state legislature here in Wisconsin and things like the threats to impeach a justice of our state Supreme Court. And those threats started before she was even elected. That's the kind of political party the Republicans have become. Those are the answers that I get.
Jack, and the fact that we know that we've got some of them listening, and they really do need to think, right? You're just asking them to think just a little bit. Just think a little bit of what you're defending, right? Shouldn't we defend people who are right, Jack? I mean, why do we defend people who are wrong and people who are in the wrong? We know this man is wrong.
Yeah, I really can't.
It's that simplistic. It should be that simplistic. Do we support people in right or do we support people in wrong? It's that simple for me, Jack. I don't support people in wrong. I don't care if they're my family members, if they're my own blood, if they're my own children. I'm not supporting you in wrong. Shouldn't that be the measuring stick?
Yeah, that's you would think, but you'd also think that people would vote for those who are more looking at their best interests. And unfortunately, given the Republican Party and their philosophy for decades now, probably since the 1980s, if not before, that anybody that votes Republican is basically voting, give billions away to billionaires and cut programs that actually help other people.
I would say this, Jack, though. I could understand it if you're a rich Republican, but if you're the average Joe, why are you believing in that?
Well, again, the Republican Party has built up this cultist following for Trump, and they've built up a base that is very tribal. And so if you're woke, in quotes, whatever that means to them, because they haven't come up with a real definition that I've seen, or if you are interested in legislation that will help others, that's against the Republicans' interests, because they're trying to support their billionaire buddies.
Hey, Jack, I got to stick a pin in it there. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
So hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media app. Time.